Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Indian Ambassador to Israel, Jitendra Pal Singh, in view of Prime Minister's upcoming visit to Israel. The interviewer is Dheeraj Kakadia, Akashvani Special Correspondent.
We have with us Sri J.P. Singh, India's Ambassador to Israel, and we are now talking to Sri J.P. Singh in Jerusalem. Mr. Singh, Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi is coming here for two-day tour. How do you see this tour will further boost the economic and technological and innovation and all sorts of cooperation with Israel?
Namaskar, thank you. You know, Indian Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is visiting Israel on a two-day visit on February 25th and 26th. This is going to be a very important visit. It's like a historic visit. First time he came was in 2017. This will be his second visit. When he came in the first visit, that time, you know, both the leaders, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Netanyahu, laid the foundation of our relationship. And now, time has come, we need to build on that strategic partnership. We are taking it to a new phase of this strategic relationship. During his visit, he will be having a detailed discussions with Prime Minister Netanyahu. He will also meet President Mr. Herzog. And most importantly, he will address the Knesset, which is their parliament. Besides this, there are a number of agreements which will be signed during the visit. This visit is important in the context that, you know, the Israeli ecosystem and Indian ecosystem, you know, we both complement each other, the strength. We don't compete. We rather complement each other. Israel is very good in innovation, science and technology. Therefore, there will be a lot of discussion in AI, a lot of discussion in cybersecurity and quantum, how to bring the ecosystem, Israeli ecosystem, Indian ecosystem together. Recently, we organized this AI summit in which there was a participation by Israeli side. There was a big Israeli delegation which participated in AI summit. So, of course, we need to take this relation further ahead in the field of science and technology and in other areas.
India and Israel have already signed the Memorandum of Understanding in the defense sector. And in November 2025, India and Israel have also concurred on framework talks about the trade deal. So what are the agreements or understandings now on the table during the Prime Minister's visit?
You know, during this cooperation in defense and security, this is already ongoing. It's an ongoing process. There's nothing new as such. There are a number of Israeli companies and Indian companies, both government as well as in the private. There are a number of tie-ups. They are already cooperating with each other. This will also be one of the areas of discussion, how to take forward our defense cooperation. As you mentioned, both the signed Memorandum of Understanding on defense cooperation during the visit of our defense secretary in November last year. And during this visit, there will be discussion, and the idea is to take forward how we can take forward our defense cooperation under Prime Minister Mr. Modi's Make in India program forward.
How will this visit take further the IMEC corridor concept?
IMEC is an important project. It is also important because it will be connecting, you know, India, which is fourth largest economy, big market. This will be connecting India with the Gulf countries and the Europe and further towards, you know, US. This was signed when India had the presidency of G20. This is a very visionary project, and there will be discussions on this project also. There's an Indian company which has invested in Haifa. IMEC, of course, will pass through Haifa, and there will be discussions during the visit on this aspect also.
India and Israel both have faced cross-border terrorism, and both have become victims in the past. How defense sector, particularly security arrangements, and the scope of further ties?
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times, that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. Any activity of terrorism will not be tolerated. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other. And this is an area during the visit also, there will be discussions on this aspect also.
During the visit, the Prime Minister is also addressing the Israel Parliament. How does Israel take India's view on various aspects, including AI, particularly in the view of recent developments, that is AI summit?
Prime Minister will be addressing Knesset. This will be the first address by any Indian Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the first Prime Minister to address the Knesset. It's going to be a very important speech. Through the Knesset, Prime Minister will be addressing the Israeli as well as the Indian citizens. And I think the whole of Israel is going to watch. All the honorable members of parliament, members of Knesset will be there. And his speech will focus on various areas of cooperation, already areas of cooperation which are ongoing, as well as the future roadmap, how we need to take forward this, you know, relationship forward. So it's going to be a very interesting speech. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time in talking to Akashvani News. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Listeners, we just heard an exclusive interview with the Indian ambassador to Israel by Akashvani special correspondent. And now to understand the significance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit, two-day visit to Israel, we are joined by former Ambassador Anil Wadhwa. Ambassador Wadhwa, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Ambassador Wadhwa, just setting some facts right, India and Israel are strategic partners and India announced its recognition of Israel on September 17, 1950. Regular embassies were opened in 1992 when full diplomatic relations were established between the two countries. So first of all, I would like to understand from you, why is this visit so important given the current global geopolitical situation?
I think the timing and significance of this visit must be looked at in the context of what has been happening geopolitically and around the world. The relationship with Israel of India is often described as pragmatic, a quiet and deeply strategic partnership. But of course, today it has become increasingly visible, it's become multidimensional and also very consequential. So, after Prime Minister Modi came to power in India, he's paid a visit to Israel before, but this is his visit, which is going to be very consequential in 2026, February, because now we have shared security challenges, also a lot of technological convergence. Regional instability is the norm, and there's a rapidly shifting global order. So what we have seen in the past decade or so, that in the background of the full spectrum strategic partnership with Israel, we also have to face three realities, which are shared realities. Both countries now face persistent threats from terrorism and asymmetric warfare. Both view technology and innovation as core national assets, and both seek strategic autonomy in an increasingly polarized world. So that this is the sum total of the background. Now, why this visit now and what is the timing and significance of this visit? So this visit comes at a very critical juncture because Israel is navigating regional instability and is engaged in ongoing defense and diplomatic challenges in the Middle East. India seeks to consolidate its strategic partnerships amid shifting global power dynamics, and that includes China's assertiveness in evolving U.S. policy. And both leaders cultivated a very close personal rapport, enabling higher level commitments. So this is the first time in 9 years, as I said, that this visit is taking place by an Indian Prime Minister to Israel. And that signals a deliberate elevation of the bilateral agenda that we both have.
Ambassador Wadhwa, Israel and India, both of them, they have a lot of trust on each other and we have been collaborating on the defense sector as well. So when it comes to defense sector, countries only collaborate with partners which they have a lot of trust on. So when it comes to this sector in this particular visit, what are the expectations from the defense sector?
Let's talk a little bit about the background of the defense ties, because the relationship, India's defense relationship with Israel, is amongst the most robust in the world. And since the early 1990s, Israel has been a key supplier of high technology military hardware. And that includes things like air defense systems, surveillance and reconnaissance, drones and loitering munitions, also electronic warfare systems and some precision guided munitions. In fact, India was Israel's largest defense market in parts in the 2020 to 24 period and accounted for a significant share of its exports. The relationship is now shifting from conventional arms sales to joint development and co-production. And where is this happening? It's especially happening in critical domains like anti-ballistic missile defense, because India's Mission Sudarshan Chakra, which you all know about, seeks to build a layered missile defense architecture, and that's a domain where Israel systems like Arrow, David Sling and Iron Dome are leading the world. And also, we are going to have talks this time to share technology and co-develop capabilities tailored to India's needs. Second is the advanced AI and autonomy and joint partnerships on integrating the AI into defense systems, drones and intelligent sensors has become very important. Third is the laser defense and high-precision weapons. So expanding cooperation into cutting-edge areas which are previously restricted, that includes future laser weapons and long-range sight capabilities. During this visit, India and Israel are set to renew and expand its security cooperation pact that reflects evolving geopolitical dynamics in West Asia and beyond. And this renewal will actually reinforce intelligence sharing the joint exercises that we have, technology exchanges, and also the institutional cooperation. And beyond hardware, both sides also collaborate on counterterrorism strategies, on cybersecurity and strategic intelligence. These are all areas now of mutual concern given the cross-border terrorism threats in South Asia and also the Middle East. So I think you asked me about the likely agreements. One is, of course, the renewed security cooperation pact with expanded technology sharing and institutional linkages. Second is the agreements on joint development of anti-ballistic missile systems, laser defense, and next-generation weapons. And third is the deeper collaboration on AI-driven defense platforms and cybersecurity mechanisms.
Ambassador Wadhwa, also your answer brings me to my next question. You spoke about AI and technology, and we saw a very enthusiastic participation by Israel in the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit. So are we going to see some collaboration when it comes to AI and quantum also from Israel?
Definitely. I think because, you know, Israel is one of those countries which is very advanced in this framework. And in fact, India and Israel have been collaborating in the past also in innovation and R&D collaboration. So initiatives like the India-Israel Industrial R&D and Innovation Fund, for example, they support joint research in AI, in water technologies, in smart cities, in agri-tech, and even some other fields. So that encourages co-development of advanced technologies. And I think both sides are very keen to take that part of the collaboration further. So we can expect some MOUs on innovation, on R&D and industrial cooperation across emerging tech sectors during this visit.
Also, Ambassador Wadhwa, now I would like to come to one very important anchor of any partnership, and that is the people-to-people ties. We have seen over the decades that the people-to-people ties have only strengthened. So is this visit going to give a fresh momentum to that?
Yes, because, you know, if you look at the diaspora, Israel hosts a significant Indian diaspora, about 45,000 people, and that includes the Bnei Menashe communities from the Northeast, who are professionals, students and workers. A framework agreement on labor mobility partnership has been signed, and that facilitates the temporary, safe and legal employment of Indian workers in Israel through a government-to-government channel. So, since its implementation, roughly about 20,000 Indian workers have moved to Israel through these mechanisms, and that highlights deepening socio-economic ties. Beyond the labor mobility, India and Israel also collaborate on student exchanges, on academic partnerships, and also agricultural training missions. So, that leverages Israel's strength in things like horticulture, water management, and high-tech sectors. But tourism also continues to grow because, you know, we have mutual interest and affinity. And both our nationalities travel for pilgrimage, for business, for leisure. But, of course, structured mobility still lags compared with the economic engagement. So, I suspect that during the current visit, we will also talk about mobility. We will also talk about enhancement to the mobility framework for skilled workers, students and professionals.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Wadhwa, for sparing your valuable time and giving us such deep insights on the upcoming visit of Prime Minister to Israel. Thank you for joining us in Spotlight tonight.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Indian Ambassador to Israel, Jitendra Pal Singh, in view of the Prime Minister's upcoming visit to Israel. The interviewer was Dheeraj Kakadia, Akashwani Special Correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at eirnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.